If you thought the battle over Brexit was done and dusted, think again. Because a thorny detail in the trade deal signed 18 months ago has come back to haunt all involved. With the British government's plan to unilaterally scrap the Northern Ireland Protocol, infuriating Brussels.
This is illegal. That is why the Commission has today decided to take legal action against the United Kingdom for not complying with significant parts of the Protocol on Ireland, Northern Ireland.
And in the UK, anger spilt across the floor of Parliament over the government's apparent disregard of international law.
And now, a threat of a trade war with our European friends, triggered by a law-breaking Prime Minister.
He talks about a trade war. What could be more foolish, Mr. Speaker, than a project that actually envisages trade barriers within parts of the United Kingdom?
The Northern Ireland Protocol is designed to prevent a hard border between Northern Ireland, a part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, an EU member. That arrangement's protected by the Good Friday Agreement that ended 30 years of sectarian violence in the north. But instead, it effectively created a border in the Irish Sea, with goods imported from mainland Britain subject to checks, angering unionists and others who want the province to be a seamless part of the rest of the UK. The British government hopes its bill will be a quick fix. It's hoping under the changes to allow goods destined solely for Northern Ireland to avoid all checks. Other goods going to the Republic of Ireland and onto the EU would go down a separate red channel where checks would take place. The problem is the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland is open and porous, making it near impossible to know what goods are going where. The UK government argues that problems arising from the protocol justify scrapping the plan. The EU firmly disagrees, challenging the UK for failing to implement checks on goods entering Northern Ireland, failing to share trade data with the EU, and failing to establish inspection posts at ports. The case could go all the way up to the European Court of Justice, with the UK possibly facing a hefty fine. And if the British government's proposed bill becomes law, the EU could pull several retaliatory levers, such as ending tariff-free trade going in both directions, suspending fishing rights, or even ending 90-day visa-free travel for Brits heading to the EU. The UK and its European neighbours are already at odds after the European Court of Human Rights intervened to stop Britain deporting migrants to Rwanda, leading to calls from some British MPs to ditch the Human Rights Convention altogether. The EU says the door's open for dialogue. Without it, and soon, this dispute seems almost certain to deepen. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.